Talk Show.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. Before we get started, we have King Shamir Shabazz. He has a few words to say to y'all.
I hate white people. All of them. Every last iota of a cracker, I hate it. You want freedom? You're going to have to kill some crackers. You're going to have to kill some of their babies.
Why do I keep letting him on the fucking air? I don't understand. Why do I keep letting him... Why do I just keep letting them come on. Yo, so, anyways, yo, I want to give a big-ass shout-out. Shout-out to Miguel and Marley. Big shout-out. They're listening live right now. So, God bless, and, yeah, love you guys. So, yeah, man, thanks for listening. So, yeah. So today I got a fucking rant. Been feeling like, you know, been feeling kind of shitty. Like, both inside and out, you know what I mean? Just, you know, dealing with, you know, shit. And, this chick just IM'd me on Facebook. You know what, I'm going to put her on Front Street because I dared her to call in. And, you know, if you guys feel free, you know, you want to look her up on Facebook. You know, this chick, we were talking. And, you know, when we were talking, she played games. She, you know, she wanted to, she actually tried to... destroy me. She played the game. And it's a game that I guess a lot of young girls feel they're entitled to play, that they have to play. And it's hilarious, really. And, God, I'm going through something. Just got X'd out. So she actually added me as a friend on Facebook. I didn't realize who it was until I inspected her photos, because I was like, who's Alexis Lee? I don't know this chick. You know. And then I realized, oh, it's her. This biznitch. So I decided to ask her, you know, an honest question. You know, question I asked, why do you want to be my friend again? Why not? I live in the Bronx now. Chick, you made it clear you want nothing to do with me, and I'm not looking for another female friend that would demand attention that I can't give right now. And that's true. I mean, my life is getting kind of complicated right now. I can't give that much attention, because I have many female friends that they got problems, and they all dump on me all the time, and it's not an equal exchange as it is, because if I have problems, it's not like I could call them and be like, hey, I don't got time now, click. So, and it's not like I could really turn to anybody else, because, hey, I don't want to dump my problems on other people. They're not psychiatrists. They don't got no drugs to help me, you know, get over my shit. And you know what? And this is part of the reason why. Kind of pissed off why weed is illegal. You know, sometimes you need some chemical substances to just take the edge off of life. Just take that fucking edge off. And, I mean, I you know, in the words of someone who I look up to, now I understand why people do drugs. And it's just time and time and time again. It's like, what the fuck? You know, it's, and, you know, and then, okay, well, let me go back to this chick here. I replied, chick, well, yeah, so be real for once, quit trying to play me. I'm not trying to play you. When we used to talk, I was younger. I just finally turned 20. Back then was for shits and giggles. I'm trying to be friends, and I definitely won't be demanding your attention. All right, so then what the fuck do you want from me? Because, I mean, I don't care how small it is. I mean, I actually wrote this blog post called The Currency of Attraction. And basically, I just break it down step by step on what women are attracted to, which attracts them, whether it looks, money, or the ultra rare, which every woman seems to love to, admit, oh, I just like a guy for what's inside, which 9 times out of 10, it's just the chick is bullshitting. Because, I mean, I don't care how nice of a guy can be, she'll go out with a dude that will fucking beat the crap out of her as long as he has a six-pack, 6 foot tall, and a whole bunch of money. A lot of women will put up with a lot for their own survival. Like, oh, well, you know, I know he's a jerk, he cheats on me, he treats me with disrespect, you know, but he takes care of me, so I love him. Oh, and he looks good, too, when he's punching me in my face. So, I mean, and I'm not even trying to make a joke about that. I've actually heard that before. So, basically, I gave the chick the number to the show. And, see if, she has the balls to call in, which I doubt. But I just decided to cut my losses and delete her from Facebook if she decides to punk out. Today, I was actually, the show was actually canceled. I was going to take the night off tonight and go on a date, but it didn't work out today. You know, circumstances from my side and her side, we just couldn't get it going. And I started thinking, she was just looking for a friend. And really, I'm not at that place where I want another female friend. I have my fill. I have a whole bunch of guy friends, and that's fine because I'm straight. But being friends with someone you are mentally, physically attracted to, and then it's like, oh, let's just be friends. It seems like a colossal waste of time to me. And I know this sounds kind of stupid, but I truly believe men and women cannot be that close of friends. Don't get me wrong. I have close female friends, but they're not as close as some of my guy friends are. Oops, somebody needs a number to call in. EXT23980#PIN. And this is the girl that I actually stopped talking to. I'm giving a number to. So this is going to really cause some shits. Cause some fireworks. And it's really just gotten to the point where I can't put up with it. And this is the way, and when I freaking talk about this, like, oh, you must be gay, you're a loser, you this, you that, oh, that's how it is. I mean, why, how is it? How it is? Why is there such a prerequisite for everything? I mean, why is it why guys who just want to have sex are demonized all the time? It's like, oh, all you want is sex. All you want is sex. So, what's wrong with that? For guys, sex is important. Like how, you use the bathroom, you defecate, you urinate, you gotta release your semen. It's that necessary. Sperm, in my opinion, is a waste product. Especially when you see these kids running around nowadays. Just a waste of goddamn life, man. It's, it's real. Sometimes, when I'm feeling really, really, really dark. When you feel, when I'm feeling really, really, really dark. And I watch the news or you read the newspaper and you hear how there was a school shooting. I giggle. Oh, whenever a kid is shot, I giggle. Because a lot of times when you read this, the kid was being stupid and got himself killed or herself killed. It's like, good riddance. Goodbye. We really don't need that sort of crap growing up and getting on welfare. Because let's face it, the kids growing up nowadays, they have absolutely no future. Hell, I mean, if some of you, were on my Facebook, and I commented on on this little faggot, Justin Bieber, getting smashed in the face with a fucking bottle. I was like, take that, faggot, make real music. God. It sickens me because you know why? Because little shits like him are prepackaged to sell porn to little girls. And let me explain that statement. They're trying to sell sex, and they put this kid out, and you don't think. And when a little girl says, "Oh my goodness, I think she's cute," she finds him sexually attractive. Is that something you want little preteen girls, or boys for that matter, when they look at, what's that bitch's name? Hannah Montana. Who also teaches little girls to be sluts. I mean, if it doesn't bother you, then you're a grade A national USDA choice douchebag pedophile. This shit just bugs the fuck out of me because when I was growing up, when I was that age, we had Ninja Turtles. I grew up wanting to chop some fucking shit up with a fucking sword. Oh my goodness. We can't have violence on TV. Oh, our children are learning how to kill and all that. All right, well then fine. Teach your children how to fucking have sex at an early age, so that way your grandparents at 28. Good job. And then people wonder why I don't want to have fucking kids. Fucking kids nowadays just fucking sicken the shit out of me. They know absolutely jack shit because they're taught just enough to pass the fucking test. And then, you know what? They forget it because it holds no interest to them. So they come out, and again, I mean, I live right next to an elementary school. You have fucking six-year-olds with their, again, their parents who are probably still in their 20s because they previously couldn't keep it in their pants until they were of a fucking legal age. So they absolutely have no future, and they're trying to raise a kid so that way they have a future? Come on. If you're a parent with no future, you know, so, you know, you're gonna end up raising a kid without a future. Because you don't know what it's like to succeed. How the hell are you supposed to teach a kid how to succeed when you don't know what it's like? God, I have a lot of fucking venom today. I just feel like, I really feel like fucking shit today. I feel like, I feel like an ass. You know, I just decided to stop talking to this chick who I was really attracted to. You know, both inside and out. She was beautiful inside and out. But, you know, you start thinking, and it's like, really, do you really deserve something like that? You really want to bring her down? Do you really deserve to be happy? You know, and again, this is like I was saying yesterday, this is the curse of being in the 9/11 truth movement and dealing with constant bullshit on a daily level from both sides. You see the government pulling shit. You see the way this world is going worse and worse and worse. People fighting over a goddamn mosque. It's near Ground Zero. It's a mosque. You know, the Muslims didn't do it. So why we fight? And even if they did fly planes into the towers, who the fuck are we to say where there's a good place to put a place of worship? This world is going to hell. To hell. I mean, whether it's Christian hell, Buddhist hell, Jewish hell, Muslim hell, it's going there. And when you actually open your eyes to this shit, it's really hard to want to be happy. You know what I mean? Because every time I laugh, every time I smile, I feel fucking guilty about it. Especially dealing with this shit with We Are Change. The one group that's supposed to be fighting against this shit turns out to be corrupt as hell. I mean, I found out some new stuff, which hopefully once I get the evidence to prove it, I will be putting it out there. Oh, man. Constant hell.
Write some bombas.
What?
Write some bombas.
What are bombas?
They're two lines, verse. They're quite known here in Central America, Mexico, and the rest of Central America, and South America. And they can get all this stuff that you're thinking out of you. The other day I had a young man from Guanacaste, actually from Nicoya in Costa Rica, call me. I'm sort of his local Ann Landers. He too was feeling alone. He has a great job, a truly great job, a young man who's really done a wonderful job with his life. And he's built himself a house and has furniture. He has everything he would need materially. But he said, you know, I'm 1.5 hours drive away from my parents. I'm 4 hours drive away from my daughter. She was an out-of-wedlock daughter, but he loves her. But he's 4 hours away. And he said, I'm feeling alone. I've got this lovely house, lovely furniture, couches and tables and chairs, and no one comes in to visit. My parents only came 5 times in 5 years. He was very depressed. I thought he had feeling badly because he has a new girlfriend, and it's been quite good. He's been quite happy for the last few months. And that wasn't it. It was the distance from the people who he felt he really, truly loved, his family, because they're very family-oriented down here.
Okay.
So I said to him to write Bumbas, and I came up with a few examples, and I emailed them to him while we were chatting. And then I said, on one page, put the Spanish Bumba, and on the opposite page, put the English translation. And I'll find some pictures, because when I lived in Greece with my kids, I got they were learning the Iliad and the Odyssey in the third grade. I mean, you know, it was amazing. But I had to figure out how can I get them to learn that much Greek that quickly. And the British put out this book with a shortened version of these very historic stories. And they had the Greek on one side, the English on the other. So I thought these Bumbas would be good. And every time he wrote one, he would get all of this out of his system. Because he said a lot of, in between all the swear words, which I was into yesterday, you really have some good ideas, very good ideas that could use expression, and they'll be released. Now, I'm going to make another comment. I happen to be reading a book called The Art of Creation. It's by Arthur Koestler, and he's one of the great ones. And it's a rough book to read. It's really heavy, even for me. And I'm accustomed to always reading. But it basically is based on humor. Humor, which you say you laugh at, even when you're nervous and read someone has killed someone else, is so normal you cannot imagine that he claims that humor is is where art begins. It all begins with humor. In the Paleolithic age, eons and eons ago, the body has adrenaline. You know, you get an adrenaline rush. And he said, for our lifestyle today, the body produces too much adrenaline. And laughter, even when you're nervous or when you see something, someone died and you laugh, it's like a nervous laughter. Not because you think it's funny, but it's a nervous laughter, and it releases all that adrenaline. So some of the things that you talked about were really quite heavy, and we're really quite good, and actually very, very real, okay? Very real feelings, and you should not feel guilty about having them. And he goes on, this whole book is about that and the different kinds of things. I mean, when you smile, you can have a Mona Lisa smile. You can have a disgusting, you know, I mean, you're disgusted at something. Or if you feel oblivious, you can have that kind of a smile, a grin. There are all different kinds of smiles, all different kinds of humor. And it's nothing to feel ashamed of. Mm. Absolutely nothing. And it goes on. It gets very, very heavy. Some of it I just have to skip ahead a few pages, like, don't get bogged down here. Just keep on reading. And that's what I've been doing. But what you're saying is really good. Write the Bumbas. Write whatever comes into your mind. Write it 2 lines. So they rhyme. They rhyme. I'll see whether I can find. I think I've saved some on the computer. And they're good. they're good, and maybe that can help you. But you're saying right. I mean, the kids today are having a problem when they have parents who never grew up themselves before they had them. What are they going to teach them? Do they have a desire to teach them? I mean, it's interesting. I loved your comment. You said sperm was a waste product. I mean, that's a terrific comment, Louis. You have no idea. I don't think you understand just how deep some of your thoughts are. That's an excellent comment, because really, that's what it is. You don't want to think it, because then you get into the, you know, the people calling, oh, life is perfect, the fetus is a baby, you can't kill it, and all that stuff. You know, you'll get the two sides on everything on that. But really, what you said is true. Sperm is a waste product. The body produces it. And I mean, in some cultures, in Greece, they always thought men have a limited number of sperm, so don't waste it. But that's not true. You know, the women's eggs get old. But I don't think that nothing happens to the sperm. I mean, you can see fathers at the age of 70, and they still are working fine. But it's a waste product. If you think of it that way, it's very real. It's very interesting, extremely interesting. And I'm sorry I interrupted your rant here. But I hope you feel better with the bumps. Find, if you want, you can find interesting pictures or photographs or paintings and put those on the opposite side of the bomba, or even as the background page.
By La Bamba.
Yeah, they really are good. They really are something to see. I'll see if I can. There's one. They're all the ones I found, of course, are in Spanish. But they were really. I smoked too much.
Ah. All right. Well, I'm gonna continue my verbal diarrhea right now, before I just go completely insane tonight.
Louis.
Yes.
I called.
Ah, Alexis. Huh. Let me. So you decided not to punk out.
No, I decided to call.
Yeah, so, as you saw, I deleted you from Facebook.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, well, why did you even bother?
Bother what?
Adding me as a friend.
Just to see.
Just to see what?
How you are.
Why? You never cared before.
I did care, but I was young, so.
Okay, well, forgive me if I don't trust you.
I'm not asking you to.
Okay, so then what's the point?
What's the point of what?
What's the point in trying to be friends with me then? I'm having a hard time understanding.
Okay. Well, then I'll just hang up now if you don't understand. But
okay,
I did what
well,
you wanted, so.
Well,
take care.
Thank you for explaining jack shit. And that's the shit I put up with, ladies and gentlemen. No one, they just come, they try to destroy you, and then they hang up. And she's like, oh, it was what you wanted. No, it's not what I wanted. I wanted her to explain and give me a good reason why she wanted to be a friend. Because, you know... you know. So she hangs up without explaining nothing. Yeah, Miguel says, I think you have... Yeah, I did have feelings. I had. ahead. And then the games, and then I'm so fucking jaded, tell you the truth, when it comes to the whole love thing. I question it way too fucking much. And, I mean, it's stupid. I want it. You know, I want to be in love. I want to get married someday. At the same time, I'm a fucking afraid of it. And to me, it's so much easier to be in hate than to be in love with anybody. You know, when a great person comes along and she's everything you ever needed, and it's like, oh, let's just be friends. I'm like, oh, damn, that's gonna be hard. It's hard to, and I said this, I think I said this in the beginning. It's hard to be friends with someone you really are attracted to. It's like, oh, because every time you hear that let's just be friends thing, you think, you know, you think, oh, okay, well, you're not good enough. And it's probably true. You know, I'm probably alone because I'm not good enough. And you know what? I'm starting to make my peace with that. And, you know, but it's kind of funny how people like to throw, oh, well, you know, you haven't gotten laid and you don't got a girlfriend. Like, that is a gauge of success. You know, sometimes, and especially I'm thinking, you know, especially, you know, I'm thinking, oh, all right, I'm in this shit that I'm in when it comes to my activism, and I'm trying to step up my game. And really, you know, you really start thinking, I want to be like Bill Hicks. I mean, I want to be like Bill Hicks, but I also want to be like Bill Cooper. Shit, I would rather go out like Bill Cooper than be successful like Alex Jones and have sold my soul. Have compromised my own integrity. What frickin' what did Moose say? You pretend you don't care that you've just been labeled friend, that then they'll want to bang you. You know, it's you know, and even then, is it really that I just want to get banged? Is that it? Is that really it? Or am I just wanting to pursue sex because that's what I feel like, you know, is what I'm supposed to do? Don't get me wrong, I love sex. I do. But it's like every aspect is fucking demonized. You're demonized for being too soft, or being seemingly too soft. Like when you're like, oh, dude, you haven't fucked her yet? How long have you been? Oh, you're a loser. No, you know, I've actually been out with chicks that I didn't sleep with for 9 months. 9 months. Because they were never ready. And I didn't want to push it. Because it wasn't the thing to do. But then again, if you're just after sex, you're demonized because, that's all you want. You want to use a girl for her body. So, I mean, you got that demonized. You got the other side demonized. It's like, where the fuck's the middle? when it really seems like the middle is demonized too. Because it's like, why are you even after a relationship? Why are you trying to start something with somebody? You know, enjoy your life. You should be with many women. You should have experience before you get married. You know, being a romantic being chivalrous. Chivalry is dead. Being romantic is dead. And I blame the feminist movement. Once the feminist movement, the third wave feminism to be specific, you know, once that took hold of all the laws, all the, you know, just demonized masculinity, it's a moment where really being a romantic and treating a woman with respect, that just went out the window, because it's like, well, that's what you should, you know, that's what you should do. And I'm not saying the girl that I just stopped talking to today. Again, she, you know, I don't want to shout her out. But she was gorgeous. She's gorgeous. I mean, I really wanted to see her today. In fact, I just wanted to see her for the rest of my life. But, you know, I was me saying that, I just was talking to her for a week. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with me? You know? It's like, why are you rushing this? Why do you want this so bad? And you got to and I start questioning myself. I kick my own ass. You know, it's like I really don't need anyone to try to rein me in, because my own conscience gets at me. Oh, does it ever kick my ass? My subconscious is a bastard. Oh, when I go to sleep, I dream, it's not even dreams, man. It's just that, oh, here's some happiness, it's temporary, and this is what happens. I mean, last night, I mean, I actually had a dream about this chick. This young lady. Oh, again, the chick. Not the one that just called. She's bollocks. She hasn't been a thought since today. Since she added me today, and I, you know, started questioning her. You know, it's, but this lovely lady, I mean, I, you start questioning yourself. It's like, what right do you have to even try to be her friend, let alone try to, you know, be romantic with her? You know, is there really, I mean, do you really have that right? And you know, I started thinking, no, you don't. Your life is fucked as it is, and it would be totally irresponsible and selfish to bring someone else in it. And again, this is how my brain works. It just beats the living fuck out of me. I just walk around and just you know, and I really shouldn't be. I'm really oops. I'm on. Oh, sorry, Miguel. I'm on X-Lite. I'm not on Skype, so I can't really patch you in. I know somebody just tried to call me through Skype, but you know, I really shouldn't be really letting this out. I usually like to keep things close to the vest. Because, you know, I know there's going to be some wise ass that's going to take this show and fuck me in the ass with it. And that's why I don't like this. That's why I don't like to mention a lot. Because I already know. I'm putting myself, like, totally out there right now. I'm really gonna get my ass fucked with this recording, this show. But fuck it. I mean, if I'm able to fucking tell a Marine to go fuck himself after he's punched me in the face, if I'm able to fucking, you know, fight a guy who has a knife, I mean, fuck it at this point. You know, so, you know, it's really gotten to the change to, you know, it's really gotten to the point where it's like, you know, at this point, I just don't, you know, I won't let no one willingly kill me, and I'm not suicidal, but if someone really pointed a gun at me, I just couldn't give two shits. Uh-oh. Oops, let me mute that. And, I mean, it just really, you know, and I make sure, and I do have myself to blame because I isolate myself purposely. I'm always isolated, and that's done on purpose. So, I mean, it I'm just letting this shit all out. I mean, I'm not, you know. Even when I'm with a group of people, I still feel like I'm alone. And it's weird. It really is. Because I could be the life of the party. I could joke around. But in my brain, I'm by myself. That's why I really just, you know, if it's someone I really believe in, I really try to build them up. Which is part of the reason why I'm so pissed off with We Are Change. I mean, for part of the reason. I mean, it, you know, they kicked me out. You know it. Yeah, I'm getting pinged right now. So and again, I mean, and really, and so I'm like, this is how my brain freaking, you know, this is how my frame freaking works. Rico is saying, this is weird. Some of the things you're saying, Lou, is how I'm thinking, etc. So, I know this is going to sound weird, but I'm gonna take a quick break right now. I'm going to go into commercials. And we'll be right back, man. This is the Crouch Hot Radio Show, kicking the shit out of myself. Adam, I'm giving myself the crotch shot today.
Would you consider that torture?
Ah, Jesus Christ, come on.
This podcast is...
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Rise of the Phobos, portrait of the new American insurgent. Rattle and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, once to the trenches, suit up.
Yeah, welcome back to the Crouch Out Radio Show. I'm ranting right now. We got someone calling from Skype. Zero, zero, zero.
Hello.
Hey.
Louie.
Yo.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yo, man, what's going on, bro?
I don't know. I'm just ranting, fucking pulling my heart out of my chest and just saying, fuck it, take a look.
Yo, man, you sound like depressed like crazy, man.
I don't know.
Like that depressed.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not suicidal at all. So, you know, you're not going to hear Louie hung himself while trying to masturbate. No, no.
I hope not.
Nah.
Shit.
Nah. I'm not David. I'm not going out with, like, no David Carradine. So.
It sounds to me that this you and this girl had something special going on at one point.
Oh, no, that's
maybe,
true.
I don't mean her.
No.
I don't mean her. I mean just some girl in your past that kind of fucked you up.
It's just a whole fucking culmination. It's not just her alone. It's like in the past, and then just compound that with the shit that I'm having to put up with today, and you know, and all that crap. It's just holding it in, holding it in, holding it in, holding it in, and you know. And just finally, this is just me exploding right now.
Do you think as you get older, you're turning kind of into a reclusive? Like one of those people that just stays to themselves all the time? Keeps to themselves?
Well, yeah.
Even when they're with a group of people, they just feel alone?
Yeah, I mean, it usually, you know, I have fantasies of just being a hermit.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I know how that feels.
Just saying fuck, just fuck society at this point. It's like
alone.
Yeah. It's like
being
it really.
Mm-hmm. Being alone kind of sounds good sometimes, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like who can you trust more than yourself? You know, it's. Mm-hmm.
I'm your fucking friend.
Mm-hmm.
Worried about you.
Yeah.
You know, we could just go and you know what I'm saying, just like hang out.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, look, I'm not, again, I'm not,
shit.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I'm not, you know, again, not suicidal. It's just,
I know.
Just this shit will probably pass. You know, it's just a whole culmination of just, you know.
It's that time of the season, man. You want somebody in your life. You want somebody.
Yeah.
Therefore,
I mean, but really, am I right? What?
You're tired of being angry all the fucking time. You want some happiness in your face.
Yeah.
And in your face.
It's like, I don't know. These past 2 years, I've just been at a constant battle. It's always some asshole. It's just a constant battle with somebody. And it really. Shit, I don't even know how I would last in a real war. if we ever have to go into an actual revolution where we have to like start, I don't know how I'll be able to put up with it. Oh shit! Another battle. This war ain't done yet. Another battle. I mean, it's like right now I'm just putting up with assholes all around the world, basically. Contacting me like, oh, why are you going after Luke? Why are you going after him? Oh, why are you doing this? Oh, you're a Zionist Mossad agent. You're this, you're that. I'm like,
oh my god,
putting up videos saying, you know, oh, you're, you know, freaking, you know, cutting up my show saying, oh, I'm a Jew and I'm for Israel. And you know, even though I've said on my shows, okay, I don't got all the facts. I don't feel comfortable repeating some of it if I haven't seen it myself. I don't. And
right.
Does that mean I'm for Israel? No. Because I do believe all governments are corrupt. I don't understand this whole Zionism and shit. I mean, okay, do the Jews own most of the media? I don't know. I mean, according to people like David Duke, who, yeah, and a lot of charts that are put up, that are made and show the companies, and yeah, okay, it does look like the Jews own most of the media.
David Duke was the KKK leader who ran for president.
Right? I don't know if he was KKK. I mean, I know he's ridiculous. I know he was fucking ridiculous. You know.
Well, listen, man. I have to call in and just try to cheer you up, man. I'm a fan of the show. I'm a fan of you as a person. I'm a fan of the show. I'm a fan of you as a person. And you're the fucking man. Don't let life fuck you up and make you start thinking badly of yourself.
Oh, no. I mean, this is gonna pass. I mean, this is just another battle, and you know, it's just at this point, you know, when you live in such a negative place for so long, it's like, Jesus Christ, can we stop? I mean, I'm constantly, even when I'm joking, I'm constantly in the negative. The types of jokes that I like are dark humor, negative. I'm more at home at an, you know, powered by negativity than anything else. And then I feel like a complete ass when I actually try to find love, you know? And then, you know, those two energies don't mix. You know, when...
You're looking for love right now.
Yeah. I think you're
on the prowl.
Yeah. And
you're currently on the prowl, right?
I always have, but I feel like a complete, like, I feel like an asshole, like, searching for love, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, wait a minute,
yeah, no.
I'm powered by darkness at this point. I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to be emo. I'm not even trying to be emo. I don't think I'm an emo. I'm like, oh my god, life sucks. No. It's more like a warrior's path, you know what I mean? It's just constant, you know, it's like... I mean, because I was just talking to someone last night, and like, I'm like, look, I'm getting death threatened on because I'm exposing fucking scumbags within the movement. Death threatened on. So I have to fucking say on my show that if somebody tries to come to my place and tries to do something, I will have to kill them. If they come to kill me, I will defend myself. To the point where they die, and I have to prepare for that.
Well, people are really starting to get you.
Dude, there's this dude saying he wants to fuck me in my ass. I mean, come on. He's like, oh, I would love to get your personal information. And I know with the internet, that's not hard to get. And especially these guys here in New York, they know where I live and they know my real name, so that wouldn't be hard for them to get the information.
All right, man. We're moving a lot around a lot to negative.
I mean, and that's, well, Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's easy. It's oh. easy to say, but I'm really trying to exercise my own demons right now.
I think you're letting a lot of stuff out. I think you're right. This is just gonna pass. You sound like you've just been keeping a lot of shit inside.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I felt like I had to keep shit inside. It's something I really needed to let loose. And, you know, it's like, really, I mean, I do feel I am a warrior. I do feel I am wolf-like in my pursuit. But it's just that it gets to the point and it's like, God damn it, another enemy, another asshole to deal with, more battles, more fights, more this, you know, really, now's not the time. You can't be happy. You know, and then on top of that, you got friends that are getting fucked up. They're having their kids taken away. You know, you're worried about everybody else's well-being. So you just got to suck it up and just you got to power through. You know, suck it up, power through. Suck it up, power through. That's my mantra. It's like, suck it up. Just suck it up. Now, you know, and then I make the mistake in putting out a Craigslist ad. And thinking, oh, I'm expecting negativity. And this is my psychosis, really. This is my psychosis. I put out an ad on Craigslist trying to find someone, but expecting negativity. Why would anyone...
Do those actually work?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, that's...
Do people find love on Craigslist?
I don't know. I personally don't know. I mean, people find people. I know you can find a prostitute. But, I mean, someone, this young lady last week, she answered my ad. And, you know, in the brief time I was talking to her, she has everything I'm looking for.
Okay.
And something more, because she's exotic, in my opinion. She's really exotic. You know, but then here comes Louis, like, hey, you know, you're dealing with a whole bunch of bullshit. You think this is a good idea? You want to drag her into this shit? Do you really want to put her at risk? Dude, you weren't expecting this. You know, really.
Maybe you should let her choose whether she wants to be in.
Yeah, well, I already fucked it up. So.
No, I mean, you're thinking ahead a little too much. You have to, you know.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, you know, with my background, you know, doing security, you always got to think. You always got to prevent. You have to be a preventer.
Yeah, she's gonna kill you. You usually have to prevent for negative things. You know, when it's a positive thing, like a partner, you gotta give it a chance. You gotta throw yourself out there a little bit at least. Don't have to put your whole heart in it, but a little bit. Just let them in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the stupid thing. I mean, this is probably what. It's like, again, another part of my psychosis. I want love so much that I just put it out there, and I'm almost, like, really crazy about it. You know, it's just weird. It really is weird, because it's just like, you know, I'm in a negative zone all the time, but it's like, I just want, like, a ceasefire for, like, a month. just like, oh God, can I just get a month where I'm not having to fucking fight somebody? It's like, can I just get a week of not having to contemplate violence all the time? Like, come on. It's like, I mean, this is why I kept saying, Jesus, I'm like, Jesus, can't we just fight already? Can't they just come and start trying to kill us already? Because I'm tired of the wait. I'm tired of battling these little schmucks. Just come at us already.
Yeah, man, you could keep on trying to beat yourself up, but I still think you're the fucking man. You're still my fucking friend.
Yep.
I download your show. I listen to the prank call shows. We prank called my job.
Yeah.
People that I know. That was fucking... You're still the fucking man. I don't care what you say about yourself or whatever some stupid fucking worthless tramp says about you or even thinks about you. There's someone for everybody, which is what I believe. And I honestly can tell soon something good's gonna happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is just remain optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I feel I can't allow myself to even be in the be positive right now because I need to constantly have my guard up. It's just, you know, you just, yeah. But anyways, that's enough of my verbal diarrhea. I'd like to thank everyone. What?
Wyando.
Okay, fine. Hold on. Let me get it. Oh, man. Where is it?
Hey, at least I made you laugh real quick right there.
Yeah, right?
Wyando.
There you go.
Wyando.
There you go.
Wyando. Wyando.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to me just like, you know, just spill out my fucking soul. Rip my heart open. I hurt myself today to see if I still feel the needle tears a hole. The only thing that's real. Yeah, I should really get that song. I should really listen to it. God, man.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, the Johnny Cash version. You could hear his, you know, you could. Yeah, that was his death song, man. And you could really hear his pain. Oh, man. Anyways,
cheer up, buddy. Cheer up.
I will. Don't worry. This is just a hiccup. So, this has been a Crotch Out Radio Show saying fuck the New World Order. And today only, fuck me too. And